This is Pastor Fred Sykes of the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. I know one woman who is totally blind, and I know several people who are legally blind. This is a severe handicap to them, but like most blind people, they have learned to deal with their blindness and live productive and fruitful lives. The secular world describes Christian faith as blind faith, the unquestioning belief in something even when it is unreasonable or wrong. That is not Christian faith. Today I would like to share a few thoughts with you about faith from a man named Bartimaeus, who was blind and then received his sight. Jesus had encountered blind people before he met Bartimaeus. At the beginning of his ministry, Jesus, citing from Isaiah 61, said that he had come to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who were oppressed. John 9 is about the healing of the man born blind. In Mark 8, 22-25, Jesus had previously healed a blind man at Bethsaida. Now, towards the end of Jesus' final journey to Jerusalem, as he comes into Jericho, there he will meet Bartimaeus. If it is safe for you to close your eyes for a few minutes, please close them now and step into Bartimaeus' world. What could you do in the first century world? You could beg, and that is what Bartimaeus did. How would you learn what is happening in the world? You would have to hear it. Everything you knew would come through hearing. It is true you can learn some things through touch, taste, and smell, but knowledge of what was happening in the world must come through hearing. Over the years, Bartimaeus must have heard bits and pieces about Jesus. We would call that form of information hearsay, but that was what was available to him. Maybe he heard about the centurion's servant, or the leper, or the dead girl raised, or demons Jesus had cast out, or the walking on water, or the calming of the storm, or the feeding of thousands from a few loaves of bread, or maybe he heard about the healing of a blind man in Bethsaida. Do you see my point? Everything Bartimaeus knew about Jesus was from what he heard. He had no first-hand knowledge of Jesus. The story of Bartimaeus in Jericho reminds me of the story of another occupant of Jericho many years before, a woman named Rahab. Rahab had never seen the Red Sea divided, or seen the miracles that the Lord did for the children of Israel in the wilderness. But she heard of them, as did many people in Jericho. Would not the dividing of the sea sound as impossible to Rahab as walking on the sea or calming of the sea would have sounded to Bartimaeus? I think it would have. Yet Rahab believed what she heard but had not seen. Others heard what she heard and did not believe. Rahab's belief was in the Lord, and she had faith. Bartimaeus, hearing of Jesus, came to believe in Jesus and have faith. Jesus did come to Jericho in Mark 10, 46-52. There on the road was Bartimaeus begging when he heard the commotion of a multitude of people. He was told it was Jesus of Nazareth. Boldly and loudly he cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." The expression "son of David" is a messianic title going back to 2 Samuel chapter 7. What Bartimaeus asked for is mercy. Grace is God giving to us what we don't deserve, and mercy is to show compassion to an offender. In Bartimaeus' day, blindness was considered God's judgment on him for his sin. Of course, the world around Bartimaeus reminded him of this regularly. Jesus stops and calls for Bartimaeus to come to him, and then asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" You might think, why does Jesus ask this question? Does he not know that Bartimaeus is blind? Does he not know what he wants? Of course Jesus knows these things. But the reception of mercy and the exercise of faith require expression. Jesus says to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." Bartimaeus' faith was in Jesus, in what he had heard of Jesus and come to believe about Jesus. Romans 10:17 says, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That is how faith must come for us as well. Remember the Apostle Thomas, who heard of Jesus' resurrection but did not believe? When Jesus appears to Thomas and says to him in John 20, verse 29, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." For us, our belief in Jesus is not based on seeing. It is based on believing what we hear. One reason I like Mars Hill Radio is because it is through the sense of hearing that faith and believing in Jesus comes, just like it did for Bartimaeus. Do you need faith? Make sure you listen to the Word of God. Do you have faith? Then keep listening to the Word of God. I am Pastor Fred Sykes of the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.